Yes, thank you very much. And I will try to keep my comments short. It is lunchtime. But, Mr. Secretary General, I am truly honored this afternoon to present my letters of credence to you as the representative of President Barack Obama. I am honored to be here today representing the United States before the Organization of American States, and I am grateful to have the full support of the President and of the Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. I have come to this position having had the opportunity to work multilaterally in the inter-American system, especially in the area of human rights and social development. I hope that my experiences at the Inter-American Commission of Women and as Director of Outreach for the OAS will help to strengthen our shared commitment to work multilaterally to ensure that the OAS remains true to its core commitments to democracy, good governance, and human rights, as set forth in the Inter-American Democratic Charter, an instrument that should be of highest priority for all of us. The start of the 21st century is an exciting time for the Americas and for the Inter-American system. In 2010, many countries will celebrate 200 years of independence from colonial rule. Looking back, we have to acknowledge the progress we have made in building democracy and preserving peace throughout the Americas. This is a region that resolves its problems through dialogue and engagement and recognizes that diplomacy must address differences on the basis of ongoing consultation. As President Obama made clear in Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Secretary General, the United States is working to develop a new and genuine partnership with all of the countries of the Americas in the search for ways to build a better future and improve the conditions for the people of the Americas. President Obama's policy vision recommits the United States to partnerships in the Western Hemisphere to advance several closely interconnected goals: expanded opportunity and inclusion, safety for the hemisphere's citizens, social equality among all peoples of the Americas, and energy security and mitigated effects of climate change. The United States views the OAS as a key partner in achieving these important goals and can only be achieved through mutual respect, the search for consensus, and trust. It is critical that the OAS remain engaged and active in addressing the needs of the hemisphere. Recent events in the hemisphere have placed the OAS front and center on the world stage. As the premier multilateral institution in the Americas, many have looked to it to find solutions to political impasses in the region. What these events have done is truly underscore the importance of the OAS for the primary reason that it remains the only political forum that brings together the democratically elected governments of the Western Hemisphere. It is the only regional forum that allows for dialogue and diplomacy to carry the day, even at times in which situations arise that imperil these two essential elements in the peaceful resolution of conflict among states. I believe deeply in the importance of robust U.S. engagement with our regional partners here at the OAS to advance freedom, economic prosperity, and social justice for the Americas. I'm extremely grateful for the fine work of my deputy, Lou Amsalem. Where are you, Lou? Who's done a tremendous, tremendous job waiting for my appointment process to be completed, and for the other very, very talented, very smart members of the U.S. mission who joined me here today. I am quite fortunate and really blessed to have these talented officers as part of my team, especially as we look forward to the next General Assembly in Lima. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Margarita, and all the others. Mr. Secretary General, multilateral solutions require respectful dialogue and steady engagement. I want to assure you that every member of our delegation stands ready to work with you, our fellow delegates, and the Secretariat on the very important issues facing our hemisphere. I am honored to have this opportunity to make a constructive contribution to the work of the OAS. Thank you so very much, and thank you everyone for being here today.
Thank you very much, Ambassador, and thanks to all the ambassadors and regional coordinators for being here, Assistant Secretary General, members of the U.S. delegation to the OAS, and the friends from the Secretariat. We are very happy to receive today someone we know for a long time, but now comes as a representative of her government, her country. Carmen has done a great work, a great job at the OAS before us, at the Inter-American Commission on Women, and she knows us very well, so I'm not going to delve very much in the internal issues of the organization. I want to say that first I should begin taking this occasion to thank once more the government of the United States for the great support it gives to this organization. We have our house here. This is the House of the Americas. It's an old house. It's going to be 100 years next year. And we've always been able to have to count on the support and the hospitality of your government, and we're always grateful for that. And I think that it's a pleasure. But that's why it's a pleasure to receive here all of your delegation. We didn't know. I didn't have a chance to meet them all, and we are very welcome. This is your house, and the U.S. has done probably as much as possible to support our work. And of course, these are challenging times in the Americas. There are also times of change. And we haven't had a very peaceful year, I would say, a very normal year. It's been exciting, yeah. It's what our Chinese friends would call interesting times. We're living interesting times. And I think that we have been able to face them with an important degree of unity and at least a goodwill among ourselves. And that is very, very, very relevant. We started with a great occasion. We started with the summit of Trinidad and Tobago, where we set a very relevant and important agenda, a positive agenda for the real problems of the continent. Much of it is still waiting, not because somebody has failed in that, but because we have had pressing issues dealing with, as you say, are the essential elements of our organization, with human rights, with democracy, and with governance. But we are still eager to put that situation behind us, and continue working with you on the problems of social development, on the problems of security, on the problems of governance, on the issues that really unite us. We unite us in the hemisphere. We are certain that you are going to be able to make a great contribution on that. We are grateful to the president, to the government of President Obama, to Secretary Clinton for having sent a distinguished ambassador to work with us, and we are happy that you have been able to come before the end of the year, which at the same time your process is really complex. The process of nominations is really complicated, but I'm sure that we will have plenty of time to develop a good work with the council and with the secretariat of this organization. And on a very personal basis, I can tell you, I want to tell you, que feliz estoy de tenerte aquí en la OEA. Mucho gusto.
Gracias. Gracias.